Okay, everybody, I gotta turn this down. Hey, what's up, everybody? The music's not copyrighted. It's mine. I'm recording a podcast. Ooh, that's a breakup there. Sorry. That's a breakup. Okay, everybody. Oh, boy, what is up with this? I'm getting, like, zap central here. Wanted to start. I'm recording live, and I don't know why I keep breaking up. Why is this doing that? I'm doing a live podcast today. I'm recording at the same time, so that way we could have a podcast up. But we took a little break, a little while from Thanksgiving on. I just wanted to let everybody know what was up. I had got hurt at work. Turn off that music. I got hurt at work, injured my ribs real bad, and it was hard to breathe. I was going to do a YouTube unboxing probably 2 days afterwards. I couldn't even hold up the box with my left side. I had fallen about 4 feet, landed on the ground, onto my ribs, left side first, and the cartilage was a little bit ripped up. The muscles were a little bit ripped up. Still hard to sneeze or sleep on that side, but this is week 4. It had been 3 weeks till I got to lay in bed. It was so good. But back when I played too, because I'm sleeping sitting up. So we got all that fixed today, partially. Not complete on the other side. But that's where we've been right now. Of course, this is being recorded for the podcast. I hate working off the top of my head. Should have made some show notes. But I just want to let everybody know the Buzzard's Nest podcast is good and thriving. I have made arrangements with another person to join us but via the internet. Coming up in the next couple shows, along with Grumpy Doc. It'll probably be two different times they're on. An old buddy of mine, Mike. We have some really good stories together. Real funny stories. So we're gonna give it a test run, see how it goes. I'm getting hit from everywhere. And also, in the end of January... Excuse me. Somebody's live. Hey, it's my brother. I should... Okay. Sorry, this is what a live podcast is. End of January, we're moving forward with the professional account. Even though my present account shows 9 shows, we actually have like 16, 17 shows or episodes that should be posted. Plus with the new pro account, we'll get the free advertising, stuff like that, which would really, really help us out. The YouTube channel has been going very well beyond my expectations. We will be, by January 1st, up to 3,000 views. That leaves me 7,000 more to go before I'm allowed to get money for commercialism. That money now with the YouTube new algorithm of who's allowed to have money, who isn't, will probably end up being, if I do well, $3 a month maybe. But the only reason I want this stuff to make money through commercials is not to benefit me, but to pay into that constant yearly membership of a professional podcast hosting site. I have grown in other ways. We've got some new equipment here and there. We've been playing with the green screen. We did some live shows on that, so we want to do some more of that. Without getting nailed for copyrights. If anybody watched the Halloween one I did, it was for the Devil's Night. It actually was a pretty good and fun show. The movie I showed was out of copyright. It was illegal for me to show it in a mass format. The music from the movie was still copyrighted, and I didn't know that. I could play with that video file and delete the music out, maybe change it. But it's 3 hours of time. If you think of an hour of vocal podcasting, it takes me probably about the same amount of time to edit, to get all the fine tuning out. Video editing, if I had 3 hours, you're looking at another 3 to 4 hours of editing to fine tune stuff to get it correctly. So I'm not going to dig through 3 hours of files. What else did I have to get? We're going to start pushing the shirts again. I put them off to the side after I got injured at work. I didn't want to play with much. I was hurting. I just didn't have the enthusiasm to do it. We will have another unboxing coming up here soon. And I got new equipment coming in from the holiday sale, so we're going to do an unboxing of that. Wish I had the name here. It was a Yi GoPro camera with gimbal and stabilizer. And it's sold in a kit, and it's usually like $500. I got it for the last minute sale at $125. So that's a really good price. It's really highly rated. So we're going to try to do some stuff with that. But again, the Buzzard Nuts podcast is still up and alive. We're still kicking. The YouTube channel is doing really good. If you haven't checked it out, look at some stuff. Watch a video. Suggest it to your friends. I would say push the podcast, but I'd wait. I'm waiting till that January. We are going to put up this show and another show before we transfer over to the new podcast site. So that ought to be really interesting. Now that the screen's working, I'd like to say hi to Dad's here, my brother's here. Ooh, I got that crack again. Linda, hi Linda. Miss Poth, hi. Dave, nice to see you again. If you're joining me late, I'm just discussing where we've been for the past 3 weeks. And I got injured at work, fell 4 feet onto a pipe flange, if you know what that is. But it landed across the left side of my ribs. Did some cartilage damage and the ribs down the side. So we took some time off just to heal and everything. Just to let everybody know, this idea isn't dead. It's nowhere near dead. I'm pushing for a lot of newer and better things. We got some people joining us down the road for the shows. I see a lot of people that do podcasts that do guests. I do like to do guests, but I'm not doing notable guests. I'm doing friend guests, guests with lifetime stories and stuff. I wouldn't mind doing a couple Irwin businesses to promote them, but I'm picky and choosy about who I'm dealing with right now, especially once we get a pro account, because there is legal paperwork I have to have guests sign. It is like a business. It has to be covered. And once you get commercialism, it's even worse. So we'll see how it goes. The commercials are usually interesting. Some people can make them interesting, or some people keep them down to the sheet where it's built out like that. Take this medication, but if not, here's the legal disclaimer coming at you at 500 words a minute. I'd hope not to be like that. So this is it. For everybody, because this will be saved, people watch it later. Happy Thanksgiving. Happy Thanksgiving to everyone. Merry Christmas to everyone. We're bringing in 2018. That brings some of us, of our graduating class, closer to 50. We're getting at that age, and I'm finding that if you keep your mindset right, age is only a number. It doesn't mean you can't do certain things. You couldn't break out into new areas. Podcasting is a voice for everyone. It can be used for everyone. It's just grabbing that audience. Or there are people out there for your audience. You just have to find out where they're at and let them know that you exist. The YouTube is a breakout situation. There's not people entering YouTube at this age. They're usually beyond it, and they're cornerstones of the YouTube community. Then you have people that are in their 20s coming into it. But the YouTube set up a grading system and an algorithm that says if you're doing stupid stuff, crazy stuff, guns, swearing, causing bullying, that's a big one. Anything demeaning to another person, no matter what it is, you will not make money on YouTube. So it's finding that way of existing that you can make money. It is being fine-tuned. I hear a lot of people not getting money even though they're doing family-friendly things. I hear about people that are they're hiding behind the kid-friendly zone that really isn't kid-friendly, and they're getting money for it. So we're moving on. This is recorded as a podcast. How long are we going? 10 minutes and 41 seconds. Wow. If I had my little envelope that people could call in, I would do that. But I can't find my little envelope that I wrote the phone number on. Well, since we're here, my parents' 48th anniversary was right after Thanksgiving, excuse me. And happy anniversary. I don't know if they're still watching. People join, but I don't know if people leave. I guess that's to make me feel happy about myself. Nobody left. They're all still here. But, dang. Well, I don't know where the envelope went. I should have prepared better. This was like a spur of the moment. I got to get this out here set up. And you think a little home studio setup would be just sit down and go. It gets crazy. I've got more wires around here. Let's give you the tour. Might as well. Hey, here's the tour. So this is my setup. Let me get rid of that. This is my setup. This is a new mixer I got. It handles everything. The mic, the call-in station, sound effects and music. See my finger? Over there's the lighting for the green screen. I have to use a bright yellow to blend it in. The computer is a refurb, actually. And I added more memory to it. So I did this on the cheap. This was on the cheap. All the wires going through. The USB hub that I need everything plugged into. Tablet. This was a cheap junk tablet. I deleted everything from it and put my music runner on there, sound effects, and a printer. Well, I'm not showing you a printer. Everybody knows what a printer looks like. Let's see if I can put this down. And the tripod. The camera is a good camera. Oh, the camera's all over the place. The camera's a good camera, but I bought it refurb too. And excuse me. That's something that gets edited out in the final version of the audio cast. The camera was refurbed too, and I got that really cheap. I mean, you could do this on the cheap. The only thing you can't do on the cheap that I've found out is who hosts your podcast and your mixing equipment. The program actually for audio editing is free. My video editing program I did pay for, and I pay for the extra bits added to it, special effects, stuff like that. Hi, Bob. I was just talking about it's like restarting a show for everybody that comes in. Hi, Bob. What we have is I'm discussing why I've been gone for 3 weeks. I had an injury at work. I fell 4 feet. I hit a pipe across my ribs, did cartilage damage, and damage to my ribs. Well, the ribs didn't break, but the muscles I did. So I haven't been in a mood to do anything. And I was supposed to do YouTube stuff. Excuse me. YouTube stuff 3 days after. A loot crate unboxing. I couldn't even pick up it's a light box. What, 2 pounds maybe? I couldn't even pick up the box. And like when I show stuff, I usually show it to the camera. I couldn't get this arm to go up, so I was like, And I didn't think anybody would listen to me with trying to struggle to breathe. Like, I did it. So it'd be terrible. Hey, the chat works. Has anybody used the chat yet? It's kind of fun. Chat in if you're still here. I'm going to put that comment to the top. All right. As you can hear, a helicopter's going overhead, and that's I soundproofed this room as much as I could. This is an older house, and I still get that. And I have to work to delete that stuff. So that's also part of the editing process. And another part of the editing process, because my throat usually gets dry, is me drinking. But, yeah, you don't hear that stuff. But we're going to have it live. You don't hear that stuff either. Okay, and now some of you were here for the mixer tour. And let me show you. Well, let's play around. We got time. Merry Christmas, everybody. Did I say that enough? And I'm going to play around. Let's see if we can do this again. Hello? Hello. Hey, there's a like. Who gave me a like? I can't see it. I see the thumbs up, and that's all I got for everybody. I'm sorry.
Okay, how does this sound? Jingle bells, jingle bells, jingle all the way. Oh, what fun it is to ride one horse open sleigh. Hey. Hey, Mike Mohan.
So we were playing with the mixer. And it's like every time somebody comes in, I start from the beginning. We were on a 3-week... I am awake. I was on a 3-week pause because I got injured at work. I just got my clean bill of health today, but recording and trying to do the things I usually do with the podcast was almost unbearable, especially with deep breaths, stuff like that. And hi, Jason. Hey, Jason, we were just talking that end of January, we're going to go with our pro account. And we're going to, so that way we can get the advertising, get all the episodes up and go as long as we want with stuff. And also the shirt sales, we got to kick that back in. So we're hoping everything all works out. Hey, Michael Tibbins, nice to see you again, buddy. Hi. Some people might want to review this. I'm going to go over this like 900 times. Let's see how many we get. 17 minutes. Hey, we're... Oh, it says one person watching. So I got two likes. I can't see who's watching now. Hey. If you're here, give me a shout out. Wow, did you hear that break? I did. If you're here, give me a shout out. I was going to put the phone in stuff in, but that never worked out. And I have a message. Okay. Well, if you're here, you're listening. Let's do a news article. November, this is coming from Lookout Mobile Security. It says Uber revealed that 57 million customers' personal information was stolen by hackers. The public was notified more than a year after ride-sharing company confessed. Well, that's great. All right. I think just Jason's here by the looks of it. Everybody stopped in for a visit and said bye. Yeah, sometimes burps hurt the worst. Hello, Michelle. Welcome to the show. We're going to go over again. I was just discussing why we haven't done a show in 3 weeks because of my injury to my ribs and where we're moving on forward. So this is also a podcast live record, so your names might be mentioned there. That's why I'm only using first names. But before everybody came in, I was playing with a mixer. And where'd it go? I was having fun with that.
Jingle bells, jingle bells, jingle all the way.
Yeah, that was just one. Where's the other one? Hi, Brandon. Where's... Bear with me. I'm sorry, people. I'm getting off my... Oops. Okay, that's the one I want. Now is it going to work? Oh, wait.
Dang it.
Okay. Now it's going to stay there. Oh, it keeps bouncing back. Oh. Hey, this is the boring part, huh? This is the part I edit out of the podcast audio version. So like I was saying, if you're still with me, because nobody's viewing. Everybody dropped off. What happened? Hey, nice talking to you. I'm talking to myself.
Hello.
Oh, what is this? Turn the wrong button, dummy.
Hey now. How you like that? That's an effect. Oh, yeah.
Okay, one person's watching. I don't know who's watching. I'm going to get the special effects off. Gotta quit playing. Where is it? Okay, now we're back to normal. Okay, so that's what's up. This will be on Facebook if anybody's curious. I might do a YouTube record and put that up for those people too. Don't forget, people, we do have Buzzard Nest Podcast does have a YouTube channel. Check it out. It's interesting. It'd be nice to hit the 3,000 views before December. We are in December. Before January 1st. And, okay. I might piddle around here a little bit more. I don't know. We've been going for 21 minutes. Some people stopped in. Hi, everybody. And Merry Christmas to you all. And I'm gonna stop it there. All right. Thanks, everybody. Bye. Bitty 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 bit